The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. Clean, reliable and always available 24 hours a day. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.
Inicia finds a software as a service, known to those who know these things as a SaaS company. Their special software is for what is called the hard hat industry, even though I've said hard hat industry here, ensuring employees remain compliant to the many regulatory requirements. And things are good. They've raised just shy of €1 million recently, while growing by 100% in the last year. And besides celebrating their success, another good reason to have them on the SBS is because they're running free briefings on the future of the hard hat industry. Maria Mahan is chair of InnoCFI and she joins me in studio now. Good morning, Maria.
Morning, Conal.
The hard hat industry. Describe, please.
So essentially, hard hat means anything to do with, we'll say, the construction industry, oil and gas, mining, any industry effectively that requires you to wear a hard hat. And InnoCFI have effectively coined that phrase.
And what does InnoCFI do for those hard hats?
So essentially what InnoCFI does is it provides onboarding for what we call contingency workers. So contingency workers are contractors, part-time staff, freelancers. So to give you an example, I mean, we would actually provide our service to some of the largest construction companies in the world. And if you take the likes of a Gilban in the US, huge multi-billion dollar company, one of their biggest challenges is actually training thousands of employees or contractors who might be coming on site for maybe 3 months or 4 months. Hugely time consuming if you do it offline.
The big challenge for me though, in thinking about your business, is how does an SCFI find the likes of Gilban?
Very interesting and an excellent question. So
thank you very much.
Well done, Conal. You're on fire this morning. Essentially, the most, successful way we actually make ourselves known, particularly in a market like North America, where we're very prevalent, so 50% of our revenue is now coming from North America, is actually digitally. So we're actively involved in all aspects of social media. We have a content team that are consistently writing articles on safety, because safety is really what we're sort of promoting, safety on site. And at this stage, which is fantastic because the company is only 5 years old, word of mouth is huge. So, we've just signed up Skanska, for instance, 3 weeks ago, another major global construction company, because they heard Gilban are using us.
And that is a word of mouth, but it's a digital word of mouth, is that it?
That's right.
But you still have to knock on their door. Who's doing the knocking?
Absolutely. So it's a very traditional business in the sense that we have feet on the street. We have a really good sales team, and we have sales offices in New York, in Toronto, in Dublin, in London. And it is, you're absolutely right, it's a knocking on the door, and it might be a virtual door at the start, but it is face-to-face meetings, face-to-face sales presentations, but the return on that is phenomenal.
And your two founders, you better give them a shout out.
No, they are fantastic people, which is why I've become involved. Sean Fennell and Julie Currid, who set up the business just 5 years ago, and the progress has been extraordinary.
And 5 years ago you were nil, today you are what, how big?
We're very big. We don't disclose our revenue figures, but we are probably doing business with...
There's nobody listening, it's okay.
Oh, there's nobody listening. Sure, it's one of the most popular business shows in the country, Conal.
One of.
It is the most popular.
Lift a Vanny. Who is this person? Was she not properly prepped?
I was just being modest on your behalf.
Don't worry about that.
As you mentioned earlier, I mean, this year again, so last year the business doubled. It will double again this year.
Fantastic.
And we're doing business with over 200 major global hard hat companies worldwide.
And you better give a shout out for this seminar that you were running.
Yeah, so we're running briefings actually all over the world, but the Dublin one and the Ireland one is this Tuesday morning. Now, it's nearly fully subscribed, but it's on the theme of the future of construction. So we have Don Ward from Constructing Excellence in the UK, who's going to talk more generally about the future of construction in Europe, which is interesting for construction clients.
Who should attend?
Well, anybody from kind of your CEO of major construction companies in Ireland, and of which we have many attending already, and people who are in charge of health and safety. So if you have very effective online training before somebody goes on site, you reduce your kind of risk of injury, safety problems and so forth.
If you're talking about the future of the industry, one of our next guests is an architect. Should architects or engineers attend as well?
Yes, in the sense that if they are working for major, you know, construction companies, mining companies, okay. oil and gas companies, you know, so it just depends. I mean, this is, I suppose, a business that is very much focused on scale. If you need to train upwards of 100, 200, 300 contractors for short-term projects, then, you know, it's a highly interesting prospect.
It's a wonderful company.
No, it's fantastic. Fantastic. Yeah.
5-year growth plan?
5-year growth plan. Well, we, you know,
huge.
It's absolutely massive, Conal. But we are opening an office in Texas shortly. Ooh. Very excited about the North American market, but equally excited about Europe, actually. So I think it's a case of watch the space, but I would be very optimistic about the future for Initiify.
Well, Maria Mahan, chair of Initiify, so thank you so much. And anybody who wants to find you will find you at
initiify.com.
And all the details of the that seminar and all?
Yeah, absolutely. As I say, it's nearly fully subscribed, but if you contact the office tomorrow, we might be able to squeeze you in.
You know, Maria, that she was on the SBS, okay?
Will do.